Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your comrade in arms, a soldier in the war with you, Sean Kwali. I'm broadcasting live once again to you from the hells and the smells of North America. It is my privilege. I count it a privilege. I count it an honor. I count it a joy to be able to talk to you from this platform, this revolutionary platform that we call Black Power Radio. And I have to send you greetings. If this is your first time listening, if this is maybe your second time listening, even third time, or if you just are a long time listener of this radio show and this broadcast, we have to send you greetings of black power, peace, and prosperity from every single chapter and every single member of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And as you can clearly see in the title topic, as you can clearly see, it says the new Black Panther Party is on the rise. New Black Panthers on the rise. And our national chairman, that's right, the warrior lawyer, he'll be talking to us tonight. He'll be guiding us tonight. He'll be giving instruction to us tonight. The national chairman, doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And we also have with us tonight, that's right, the number two man. Huh? You know about him, the number two man in this organization. We're talking about our big brother, longtime struggle companion of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We're talking about Minister Hashim Nzinga. He will also be on with us tonight. And we also, if it be the grace of God, we also hope to hear from our international representative. An international representative, that's right, a brother who goes all across the water, crossing the Atlantic, going through the Pacific, going all in the islands, all in Africa, in different parts of the world. We're talking about our big brother, Brother Minister Huey Rose. We got a full power-packed show. So we welcome you to Black Power Radio. And for those who may be listening from the Virginia chapter of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We had a beautiful time in VA. Virginia will never be the same again. Virginia will never be the same again. The New Black Panther Party brung the heat. The New Black Panther Party brung the heat. Wall to wall, jam-packed with black brothers and sisters ready to organize under the banner of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We're talking standing room only. And you all will see the footage. You will see the footage soon on newblackpanther.org. You will see the pictures up on the Facebook New Black Panther Party headquarters. That's why we're telling you the new Black Panther Party is on the rise. And so listen, we want to say thanks to everybody who's emailing us in at our email, nbpphq blackpower@yahoo.com. We want to send a thanks all the way in California. We want to send a thanks out in Oakland. We want to send a thanks in Florida. We want to send a thanks in New York. We want to send a thanks in Detroit. We want to send a thanks in Ohio and in Kentucky. We want to send a thanks in Arizona and Nevada. We want to send a thanks down in Maine and Boston and all over the country. We want to send a thanks to those who are sending emails from Canada and sending emails even from Europe and sending in different parts of Africa. We're sending you a thanks for your interest in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And if you have not decided by now, for those of you listening, if you have not decided by now to be with the most boldest, most coldest, most revolutionary organization on the face, I'm going to say it straight, of the planet Earth, 196,940,000 square miles. If you ain't made up your mind by now, make up your mind right now as you're listening under the sound of my voice. You can go to us at nbpphq@yahoo.com, or you can also catch us at newblackpanther.org. You don't have to fall in a particular classification. We got two different classifications of membership for you. You can either be a Vanguard member. That's the man or that's the woman that's in the beret, in the button, that wears that patch that says freedom or death over his or her heart. And they are Vanguard, Black, Crack, and Exact, with specialized training for the defense of our nation, our people, and our lives. That's the Vanguard. And you can definitely qualify to be a Vanguard. But if that's too bold for you, if that's not your cup of tea, you can also be a general member. You can be a general member of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. That means you rock you a button. You get in on the organizational efforts. You get in on the demonstrations. You get in on the campaigns. You get in on the letter writing, helping freedom for political prisoners. You get in on the food drives. You get in on the clothes drives. You get in on the mentorship programs. You get in on the busing for whatever we can do for our people. You get in on that as a general member. And so we're telling you to email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. If you are a person who is a writer and you like to write or you like to draw, we're asking for you to use your writing talents and use your writing ability for the new Black Panther newspaper. Use your writing talent and use your ability for our paper. Use your drawing ability for our paper. If you're a graphics man or graphics woman, use your graphic ability for our paper and for our website and for the promotion of black laws for all black people and freedom, justice, and equality for the black man and black woman. It is the rise and the time of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We are resurrecting the panther all throughout the world, and especially here in the hills of North America. We are intent on making the bones of, oh, no good, J. Edgar Hoover shake in the casket. We are intent on making every machination and aim and scheme against our rise null and void. And so we don't want to even waste any time. We have so much on the plate, brothers and sisters, so much on the plate, and we're waiting for Big Brother Huey to call him, but I guess right now I know straight up without a doubt our big brother, our national chief of staff, Brother Hashim, I know he is on the line, so let us get right on into it. And I want you all who are listening to bring this brother on with a strong black power. Let's welcome and receive our big brother, our national chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Here is Brother Minister Hashim Nzinga. Black power, sir.
Black power, brother, you really, really fine of these airways. I am so proud to hear your voice, and I'm so proud to rally with you as there's no telling how many people are tuned in to hear some revolution and help some evolution take place in the black nation tonight. We're so honored to have a spot on the table, and as Malcolm says, some food on our plate, because Malcolm said, if you're at the table, ain't no food on your plate, you're not dining.
That's right.
People used to put us at the table and wasn't no food on our plate, and they told us we were dining. Brother, we want to talk tonight because the chairman is fired up and ready, but we want to talk tonight about a couple of things. We want to talk tonight about the Willie Lynch syndrome. The Willie Lynch syndrome is so old, but it works like it's so new. The Jews had a saying, and the Jews teach their people, Brother Sean, They teach their people to never forget. And they say
that's
black
right.
people are taught never to remember. But tonight we're going to change all of this dysfunctional and miseducation, and we're going to say the African people will be taught tonight to always be taught never forget where we come from. Because if we forget where we come from, we'll be saying the sun rises and sets on the British Empire, and we'll start believing that. We believed that for years, that anywhere the sun was, the British ran things. That's what you call miseducation. That's what the Tea Party is doing. That's what the white man has done to us for thousands of years. But tonight, our chairman has been doing such a wonderful job over the past month bringing, if somebody in, that's new on the radio tonight, they need to go back and listen to the last 2 or 3 weeks, because the teaching that they encountered, if they can learn the spiritual, the theology, the ideology, and the culture that he's been bringing is healthy for our consciousness, brother. The dialogue we've been having, you know, I go back in this party before Aaron Michaels. I was in Dallas with Aaron and others way back, and I remember when the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad did the message to the grassroots, long live Dr. Khalid Muhammad. But in 1995, brother, I'll never forget it. It was the day before the Million Man March. Dr. Khalid did a message to the grassroots, and our national chairman now, but then was over a group called Unity Nation, brought him into Washington, D.C., and let him speak, and it went live on C-SPAN. And he dropped some knowledge that was so heavy that night. And when the microphone was taken from Dr. Khalid later, the New Black Panther Party gave Khalid a microphone and turned it on. And from that microphone, he single-handedly, damn near, built the New Black Panther Party into a national and international group. And I was so glad that that young man from Unity Nation, that I've seen over and over bringing Khalid to Howard University and being with us in the Mall of the Million Man March. And, man, we're going way back right now. And we got to understand that our Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad will be gone now spiritually from us in a couple of months, 10 years. Time has flown by. And a lot of people written us off. A lot of people thought that the old COINTELPRO and the Willie Lynch syndrome would have doomed us by now. And because of the leadership of this organization, instead of taking these direct hits, sinking the ship, we patched the ship up, put bigger engines on the ship and bigger guns on the ship, and we went on into Gina. We went on into West Virginia to help the little sister, Megan Williams, under the leadership of our national chairman, that's coming up soon. We went on into London. We went on into Paris, Texas. We went on into Duke. We went on into Cincinnati. We went on into different parts of Africa and France. And we went on and had a couple of national Black Power conventions and national Black Power conferences. We went on to start our newspaper. We went on to do radio. We went on to do Black Panther TV. The white man is shaking in his boots, because the saying is, man make a plan and God make a plan, and God is the best plan. And I'm so glad that he sent us. And I got to work with this man called Malik Zulu Shabazz. Some people say, man, this is not about man. It is about man. It's about man and woman, because God created man and woman. And some men are on the dope, on the corner selling dope. Some men are on the corner prostituting our women. Some men are raping our young people and child molesters. Some men have turned to faggots and went gay. Some men are false teaching. Some men are blind and trying to lead. And the Bible says if the blind lead the blind, we'll fall in the ditch. We want to always act like a man not involved is not about man. It is about man if he's righteous. It is about man if he's spiritually clean. And they said, God don't dwell in an unclean vessel. Well, I'm here to tell the Black Power Nation, and I'm here to tell the white man that's got his recorder on 10 and peeking right now, that the man that I stood next to, because I ain't nobody punk and I don't follow no anybody. That's why I followed Dr. Khalid Muhammad and I was his national assistant, because I knew who I was following. And I know who you following, brother, and who we're following today when God bless us to give us a young, brilliant, intelligent, and courageous revolutionary thinker like a Malcolm, like a Marcus Garvey, like a Shaka Zulu, and this man that's coming up in a few minutes named Malik Zulu Shabazz. I want people to understand you don't get many. Take it or leave it. You don't get many Malik Zulu Shabazz in your lifetime. You don't get many Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad's in your lifetime. You don't get many Patrice Lumumba's in your lifetime. You don't get many Steve Binko's in your lifetime. These type people, the Marcus Garvey's, who give you the red, black, and the green and turn the black nation upside down, you don't get them that often. But what we do see in our studies, that we, not the white man, we, not the African, not the black man, but niggas destroy our leaders. Niggas take a leader that God give us and turn everything upside down with their low expectations and their weaknesses and devour our people all the time. So I want to say tonight on Black Power Radio, and I want to make this message clear, we're not giving away no more of our God-sent leaders over foolishness and Willie Lynch and nigger mess and COINTELPRO, and then at the end of the day get a white man credit for destroying our movement again. The New Black Panther Party is 20 years strong, not by accident. It's by the grace of God, the spirit of God, and the courageous of courageous leaders and courageous party members that are listening tonight that have done their part. But I got to say, before we bring the chairman on tonight, that if your part is bringing the nails, just bring the nails. If your part is getting the hammer ready, just get the hammer ready. If your part is getting the wood together, get the wood together. If your part is working that saw, work that saw like you never worked that saw before. And I end with something that Martin Luther King said. Martin Luther King said, if you can't be the sun, be a star. If you can't be a tree, be a bush. If you can't be the highway, be a trail, but be the best at what you are. But by all means, stop the nigger mess. And everybody that want to get on the internet and play these games that destroy our people over and over again, rethink what you're doing. Spiritually, go back into yourself. There's better ways of handling this white man than being foolish out there in public acting like little women. So I'm telling you to man up. All around the nation, our children are suffering. Our women are suffering. Our men are suffering. We're going to jail. We're being locked up. We're being criticized. We're being used by the white man over and over again. But now it's our fault, because the black man is God. The black woman is God. And now I want to say once again, and I hope he's ready. And
yes,
I hope
sir, he's ready.
International man is ready. If not, ain't no better place to be tonight than Black Power Radio. Ain't no place to have your kids up tonight than to listen to this man who care about your family, care about the school community, care about your community, care about what you're learning, your environment, and what you're being taught, and the drummer that's drumming this white man out of his mind. And I'm talking about my buddy, my friend, my comrade, the man that I stand next to and go toe-to-toe and have been doing it for over now 15 years and not disappointed at all. And our national chairman, who God has blessed us with. And I pray every day that he give him more strength, more wisdom, because to lead the black family is the hardest job that you can receive from God. And so with no further ado, I want to bring you the man that I know has the wisdom, the spirit, and the creator is working through him to guide our people out of this damn hole we're in, our national chairman, my brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Black Power, Brother Chairman, you are on the air. Black Power Radio, sir.
Yes, Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
And all power to the people. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Hotep. Free the land. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Giving honor to God. And certainly before that, giving Minister Hashim Nzinga a strong black hand. For this is a dear brother of mine. And anything that we say in credit for me for something that I may have done, we want to give credit to Minister Hashim Nzinga for being by my side right there when the doctor had passed, right there when we were in Cincinnati, in New York, through the hypocrites and the enemies that have attacked our party and our organization. There's nothing that we could have done without Minister Hashim Nzinga. And so I want to personally thank him for being a good brother to me and like an angel. Anything that credit to me or credit that goes to me, it's a cosign on it by Minister Hashim Nzinga. So I want to thank God for him. Because everything that pertains to me and doing it for Khalid Abdul Muhammad, he was right there with me on the other side. So I got to say to you, I love you, black man. And I pray for many, many more years of struggle together in this liberation struggle. We are a family. We are a team. And so I give honor to God and bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God, regardless to ritual, rite, religion, or whatever strain of spirituality, I bear witness that God is one. And it's the God of the black man and the black woman, the God of our forefathers, from the beginning down the wheel of time. The scripture said we have been lost, lost of our name, lost of our language, lost of our religion, our culture, our God, and many of us, by the way we act, we've even lost our mind. And certainly many of you out there, you have lost your mind. And that we are here tonight, and I'm going to place myself on the hot seat tonight and open up for questions in a few moments. I'm going to put myself on the hot seat and talk to the lost sheep, the beloved black man and black woman here. Not only just in the hills of North America, but all over the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. I'm going to be on the hot seat to the lost sheep to open up and explain to you why I have been teaching what I've been teaching and why we have been teaching what we have been teaching and why what we have been doing, what we have been doing. In the name of the liberation and salvation struggle of our people. So thanking that God for coming and giving to us all of the great servants in the line of divine. I just want to clear the deck early. I'm going to clear the deck early and say if any of you want to know why we're doing anything we do, say anything we do, adopt any kind of strategy that we do it. Because we are building a revolutionary party and a liberation movement to fight for and establish self-determination for our people. That's your answer before we get started in the classroom tonight. Get your questions ready. For all the critics, I want you to come and shoot your best shot. Don't shoot little darts off to the side. You can come on tonight and respectfully question what we have to say. Because we are right here, right now, and we want to argue, as the books say, in the best of arguments. And for those that have been writing and emailing in by the hundreds and the thousands, and the calls that have been coming in, and the letters of support saying that how our efforts have lifted their spirits, and how that they got finally a chance to reconnect to their spirituality after they had lost faith in religion, because what the white man had done through his Christian church, his Catholic church, even sometimes through his Arabized mosque. We thank you also, brothers and sisters, and we are humbled, and we say you're welcome for anything that we've been able to do. I just want to make sure I'm still on. I got this new phone. You know how I do. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You on, black man.
All right. Let me keep on rocking then. And so, dear sisters and brothers, we are happy that we have been able to touch you. We're happy that we have been able to put some of the revolutionary spirit back into your life with our last two broadcasts on Black Liberation Theology. And for those who missed it, you should go back from November the 10th, and I think it was November the 15th, or to my last two broadcasts on Black Spirituality and Minister Khalid Muhammad and the Republican attack on the new Black Panther Party. Please go back and review it, because I can't go all back into that tonight. But we certainly touched on a lot. We touched on the liberation theology. We touched on ancient Kemet and ancient Africa and the spiritual worship and the spiritual devotion of the ancient African from the very beginning, from the times of Ra and Amun-Ra and Atum-Re and Ptah, and gave basic and simple signs and directions pointing you back to your African black god and goddess self. So that's what you'll find in those two. We went back and we covered the fact that to be African and really just really to Africans are believers in the one God. Regardless to language on the continent, they are believers in the one God and always have been. I'm sorry for all of y'all who say y'all African supremacists. Africans have believed in the supremacy of a supreme deity regardless to land, label, or language. You're not spiritual and believe in the one God, you're not an African. Your atheism is not African. That's just point blank to it. Atheism is not African. But we'll get back to that. I want you to bring these questions up in the question and answer session and ask about all of these topics. Is the new Black Panther Party some kind of religious cult or religious outfit? Ask the question tonight. Is Malik Zulu Shabazz trying to turn the new Black Panther Party into a version of the Nation of Islam, just only with boots and fatigues and berets? Ask your dumbass question tonight. Is, it's true, we got a lot of dumbass questions out there, but we still want you to ask them. Is the new Black Panther Party going backwards or forwards? Let's move down the line. Again, Black Power, Assalamu Alaikum, Hotep, Shalom, Free the Land, Praise the Lord, Pass the Ammunition, and All Power to the People. Just relax yourself. I know I ain't got to tell you to put water on your face tonight. You're going to be up for this because y'all like to hear some stuff. Niggas like to be in nigga mess. They love gossip and talking and playing their little games. And so when you get some of this tonight, it's going to be right up your black alley. If I get down into some serious science and serious teaching and some books and study, you'll be... you done went on off in the sleep. And so I got something for you tonight. But again, to be clear, no matter what we say tonight, no matter what we have taught, no matter what we do, we are building a party and a movement to fight and to establish self-determination for our people, and our intent is to do it better than you have ever seen it before in your living life. That is our intent and our possibilities. And I start off by saying we, not I, we. Because many of you missed the boat right there off the bat when you think that Malik Zulu Shabazz is some kind of single-minded dictator, and I'm like Augusto Pinochet, or I'm even to the extreme negative sense, like some P.W. Botha, and you really are out to space, and you're wrong as hell with that, because I operate in a collective. And really have always operated in a collective, even if it just started with me and Minister Hashim Nzinga. Because Hashim Nzinga is nobody's punk. Hashim Nzinga is not, he was not out of the Nation of Islam, and that is not his religion. He doesn't even go like that. Hashim Nzinga is my advisor. If he thinks that I'm going the wrong way, he's not going to just sit there and go, oh, yeah, that's right, Brother Jeremy. He's going to say, brother, no, I think you need to make this first right here. And even though as strong-willed as I am, I listen to him. I respect him. I'm even dealing with you with the basic fundamental facts that I operate in a collective. And if I come out here teaching something or doing something or carrying out a policy or a practice for the new Black Panther Party, know that I come with a mandate. And when I get ready to make a move, I got backup. And so when you silly fools make your move, no, I seen your move in advance because I came with backup from the beginning. And so while you down there on the ground in the jungle with your little bayonet running around from tree to tree, we up here at the top of the pyramid with the all I see and looking at your stupid ass the whole time and laughing. Y'all better listen up here tonight. For those that are not in the new Black Panther Party, I'm sure you'll be either entertained by this or you'll be enlivened by this. Or you may come on and join with us. We're trying to build a Black Power movement where all of y'all that are black that love liberation can fit in one way or another. And so you got to listen to some of the ways we move and maneuver through this thing and through what we're dealing with. Right now, specifically dealing with just the so many positives that we're dealing with, but also opposition. And when you master opposition, you will see success is going to be so sweet. And so look, 11:32, okay. We were coming out of, this is all related to what we're talking about, certainly. I'm so happy to be back from Norfolk and the Hampton Roads in the Seven Cities area of Virginia. And to have been the guest, and for us to have been the guest of the Central Committee in Norfolk, Brother Mike, Brother Imhotep, Sister Maihat, Brother Kali, all of the members in Virginia, lovely Virginia, bold Virginia, I thank Almighty God for you. For you have put spiritual food in my stomach and spiritual gas in my gas tank, and you the gods and the goddesses of the new Black Panther Party in Virginia. I bow to you right now. I stand and I bow to you because we were blessed last night with a packed house, a strong house at the House of Consciousness in Norfolk, where the good works of the chapter there that is growing fast, the good cultural works, political works, and the works really that come about as of being obedient. Their good works come about as of being, as to because they have been obedient to the instructions in the chain of command. And it has been trying. It has been struggle. It has been growing pains, but they, through being good brothers and sisters and having it in their heart as good brothers and sisters, as well as following the guidance that they get from the National Central Committee and the National Chain of Command, they are being very successful. And a Black Power movement is busting out the doors now in Norfolk. We won't even be able to meet where we met at the House of Consciousness bookstore with the hundreds that were there this time. We will have to get a place that will hold at least 500 or 600 the next time that we come, because they want action against probation departments and probation officers that are stepping back black people misusing our people and locking them up in the courts unfairly. They want justice against police brutality and violence that is affecting our people. They want justice in Virginia, just like you who are listening. You want justice. You don't want to hear about some niggas arguing. You want justice from white oppression, white supremacy, white court system, white judicial system. You want justice. Not niggas talking, but black men and black women getting down and doing something about this problem. And before I forget that, that's where most of you missed the boat. You ain't doing nothing. You're running off at the mouth, and you ain't doing nothing. You're just running off at the mouth. But where's your maneuver? Where's your food and clothing program? Where's your educational school? Where's your meeting? Where are your travels? Where's your works? Where are you resurrecting the dead? Where are you recruiting? Where are you healing? Where are you saving souls? Where's your track record of work? I'm broke. I can't. Well, I was, but you on goddamn Facebook. I don't care if they cut this radio off. You bitch motherfuckers. Pardon my language to all the sisters and elders that may be on this line, but I had to say that. I don't care if they suspend this broadcast the next time. You ain't even doing nothing. If I see somebody that's doing something and that's really out here fighting and they make a critique of what we're doing, oh, well, then I'm right with you. I can sit down and respect you. Not the I can't, the I can't, man. The I ain't, the I can't. Please, nigga, please, let's move on. Black power and all power to the people. It might be a little X-rated. Don't take this as the example of how you should do it all the time, but allow me the liberty to correct some errors. We come in the name of a bold, bald-headed black man, Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and he would have cussed you out too. So we cuss you out in his name tonight. Now, we were blessed again in Norfolk, and I thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for hosting us. And Norfolk, a black power movement of our people that want relief from problems, that don't just want talk. They want relief from problems and issues. They were well served and are being well served. And so I have a slate of activities to come back to Norfolk on. And they're doing well with a school for our youth once a week, regular meetings that have good attendance, hell of a culture and a good vibe and unity amongst a central committee. That's the way of the future if y'all don't know how we're running this thing. A central committee working in unity. And certainly it's fast growing. And it's going to be a model chapter for the new Black Panther Party. The new Black Panther Party, the vanguard that is going to do this in a different way. Before I go any further, I want to announce to you that the brother who has been hosting this radio show and has been doing a hell of a job as the National Minister of Communications and is dedicated, disciplined, and a model example for what we are doing, and certainly knows our teaching and our ideology well, and certainly is trustworthy, and certainly after having applied for such position, and no one else even dreamed of having applied for such position, and after such position having been left empty for an unneeded amount of time, and so after applying for the position of the national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party, let it be known that it is accepted that Minister Sean Quali is the new national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Black power. I repeat to you all in America, all in Europe, all in France, all around the planet, in Africa, that Minister Sean Quali, one of our best administrators, operators, communicators, dedicated, trustworthy, knowledgeable, balanced, even-tempered, strong. Minister Sean Quali, my brother, who I trust very much, is the new national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party. Receive him well in your cities. Receive him well where you hear. And where you hear from him, pay attention from him and pay attention to him. And if he advises you to go somewhere, go there. And if he says stay from somewhere, stay from somewhere, because he represents the Central Committee and he represents the chain of command. He represents us and me well. And he knows our thinking. He wouldn't lead you in the wrong way. He represents the collective. So let's give him a strong black hand. Minister Sean Quali, the national spokesman for the new Black Panther Party for self-defense and for Malik Zulu Shabazz, because he have the heart to defend me. He's not flaky. That's why I respect somebody that just called me brother. Just call me brother or brother chairman. Don't come with all the hype. One minute I'm God, the next minute I'm the devil. One minute I'm the Mahdi, the next minute I'm goddamn the opposite of that in a span of 2 weeks. Stop all the hype and the jive and the conniving. Like Seth to Osiris with all that funny talk trying to lure me into your banquet. The great elephant. Malik Zulu Shabazz, the great elephant, the prophet. Well, nigga, if I am, then what happened to you making your own word bond? Elephant means that he walking on a long journey. Elephant mean that he got a lot of water, meaning a lot of wisdom in him, and he walking slow. He walking on a path, but he's built to make it a long way across the continent of Africa. Elephant mean you got to be patient. Elephant mean wisdom, African. And so you really just... You just really don't know what you're talking about. Just don't come with all the hype, man. Just call me Brother Chairman. I don't need all the hype. Dear leader, apostle, and guide, and the next minute you flipping because you don't know what you're doing. Let me tell you why you don't know what you're doing. You like somebody, just some of you. I know some of y'all picking up on this, but this, I'm just some of you. You're like somebody that's out in the ocean. I'm opening up at the top of the hour. Don't worry. Let me drop this. At the top of the hour, I'm opening. If you want to question me on why I met with Ahmed Minajad, come with the question and answer session. If you want to come with all your stuff, come on with it. We're on a journey, is what I'm trying to tell you. And you got to be patient in the journey, and you got to learn to trust. And you got to stop panicking at every step of the way. You just, some of you just got here. You like somebody that's out on a boat. You've been sleep on the boat. We've been piling in the boat. You sleep somewhere. You pop up and wake up. You look out and say, oh, what are y'all doing? What are you doing? You screaming and hollering. And we looking at you saying, fool, sit your ass down. We know where the land is. We know and have it all mapped out and about to land the damn boat in the next few days or so. You just wake up and you run around hollering and screaming because you've been asleep the whole while. AWOL, absent without leave. Struggle, black men getting killed and dragged all around you. You AWOL, making excuses. And then you pop up with all of that. Please. It's ridiculous, man. It gets to be preposterous. We're on a journey. Learn to trust guidance that have guided you through so much. Learn to trust the guidance that have guided you through so much that you knew not. Have guided you through the passing of Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad when it was certain that the new Black Panther Party would be broken into 1,000 pieces. Certainly it would be disintegrated. But we raised you up. Like the Holy Quran say, we raised you, huh? Me and Hashim and Zynga and the other black gods and goddesses raised you up. We defended you and brought you through the lawsuits and the attacks from the original Panther Party when big-time Jewish lawyers and others were serving subpoenas and they were attacking us on a daily and consistent basis. Some of you weren't even around. We beat that back. We brought you your first newspaper when you ain't know nothing about no Panther paper and put it in your hands. And even when you get it in your hands, you're frightened because then you got to sell it. We brought you a black and an African united front. We, Minister Zaid Muhammad and Divine Allah and Hashim and Zynga, Malik Zulu Shabazz and Amira Sankofa, and Sean Kwali and Hannibal Rushdie. We, the Central Committee of the New Black Panther Party, of which I serve as the chairman, I'm part of a collective. We brought you an African United Front. We brought you warm relations with other black organizations when you were too damn narrow-minded to even know how to sit with your brothers and sisters in the black community. You couldn't even know how to make no kind of alliances when all you knew how to do was make a mean face. We taught you the value of working with other black groups and organizations and how to act like you got some sense. We brought you through Cincinnati and the rebellions and the riots and took them crackers from Duke to their death doorstep and petrified these devils all over America and put this cracker on death row and locked these devils up in West Virginia for jumping on our sister and have turned the tide of the black nation around. How grateful, how ungrateful, how art thee? And you know who I'm talking to. We brought you through the summer attack and the intense attack of the United States government and the Republican Justice Department under Bush and the United States Commission on Civil Rights and attacks by some of the most powerful crackpot cracker peckerwoods that exist anywhere on the planet Earth. And brought you across the river where you ain't even get dirty. We brought your raggedy ass through that. You must learn to trust or get the hell out of here. How you not gonna trust this? And it's the work of God right in your face with your atheist self. That's why you can't get down, because you're an atheist. We brought you Panther practice. We here in the New Black Panther Party, this leadership that have guided you for 10 years, the longest running administration in the history of the Black Panther Party. We love the Black Panther Party, but hell, from 66 through the apex of 1971, well, that was about it, 5 strong years. And anybody can tell you by the end of 71, due to attack by the United States government, infighting, and nigger mess, it was on the rapid decline. Here we ran this administration 10 years, and ain't no punk in us at all. We told you at the 20-year reunion what was going to go down this year, and it was all have come true. And the prophecies have come true. We have brought you and bringing you Black Panther practice. Just give me a sound check. Let me know if I'm still on so I can keep rolling.
Keep going, Brother Chef.
We have brought you Black Panther practice. You're not following is what I'm telling you, some of you. If you would follow the doctrine of what I'm teaching, I'm taking you through different schools of thought. so you will have universal mastery of how to carry out your mission and your assignment. Yes, I'm on Black Liberation Theology right now. But for a whole month or so before that, all I taught you and gave you an example for and laid a foundation here was Black Panther practice. Where were you when we united with the original Black Panther Party in Harlem and we went into Panther practice, Panther program, community control, and where we laid the foundation of how the new Black Panther Party will become more juxtaposed in line with what we call the best practices, how we are now dedicated to manifesting the best practices of the Black Panther Party for self-defense. Where was you at? I can't make it. I can't. It don't seem like you can do much but run off at the mouth. Community control and political action. That's where we are. No school of thought are we throwing out. I got a few more minutes before I open up. I'm going to burn you up till then. But I still want anybody to be comfortable to ask questions. Be comfortable to ask questions. But I got this fire on these suckers right now. All praises are due to Allah. Community control, political action, self-defense, Black unity, that's the practice and the planks and the foundation of the structure of the house of the new Black Panther Party. That's where we are. We ain't changing that. We are building schools. We are building self-defense units. We are active in the community on direct action, political action, demonstrations, all of that. We are educating our people and getting involved in attacking the political problems in these cities and problems with the criminal justice system, problems with the Black youth, problems in the Black community. We're building an organization and a practice where Black people can get some justice. Black power. Now, the new Black Panther Party adds into it, as given to us by Khalid Muhammad, Black Liberation Theology. So I have to take you through that school and give you some of that. That's not all I'm doing, dummy. That's just a part of the school, of the university, strike that I'm taking you through, part of the university, different schools and practices of thought. If I discuss Elijah Muhammad and his teacher, Master W. Farr Muhammad, I'm taking you through a Black history school on a certain level to understand what they mean to the struggle, what they mean to Khalid Abdul Muhammad, what they mean to Black consciousness and how it affects you today. Look at it from a scholarly or a secular or a learning perspective. Nobody trying to make you into a Black Muslim follower of Elijah Muhammad. There are many who respect and love the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad here, and he is the spiritual grandfather of our Black Power General, Khalid Abdul Muhammad, so he must be respected here. You don't have to follow him or worship him or them. I'm talking about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master W. Farr Muhammad, to whom I say praises are due forever. But you will respect them here. The Nation of Islam is not our enemy in general, in no way, shape, or form. Anybody out there saying that in our name, it does not represent us. And if that's your policy, you cannot roll with us. The New Black Panther Party and the Nation of Islam are not enemies. We are actually allies and friends. And even if at the present moment we don't have no big projects we're working on together, everything is cool between us. We are not saying nothing adverse about the Nation of Islam or Minister Louis Farrakhan at all. And if you ain't got nothing good to say and you with us, you just shut your mouth. That's you that want to start that COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, nigga mess. You want to be out there doing that. That's not any other organization and any other leader that you can go running off at the mouth about. Minister Louis Farrakhan has a track record that is extensive in the Black Liberation Movement. And the Nation of Islam, regardless to what some of you think about them, have an extensive track record amongst our people. So we have to handle with care. Handle with care. The brothers and sisters that are here in the New Black Panther Party with us and with me in these cities are many times in various coalitions and states of unity and cooperation with the Nation of Islam. In Dallas, Texas, in Atlanta, in other cities, we are on peaceful terms and see each other and say, As-salamu alaykum and wa alaykum salam, and black power to you, brother or sister, black power to you. How's Attorney Shabazz doing? Oh, he's doing fine, dear brother. I have much love in the Nation of Islam, and I'm so honored to have it. And so anybody out there need to know that on the New Black Panther Party is nothing adverse against the Nation of Islam. We got love for y'all. And issues that are going on that people are debating about, we're not in that debate. We're not into that. And that's how it is here. You can't ride with that. You're going to have to ride somewhere else, homie. We ain't riding like that, G. Okay, so black power on that. We're in different schools of thought. And that's called the Crush the COINTELPRO school that I take, that we take you through all day. We've taken you through the how to be attacked by the white man and survive attack. That's in the summer. We've taken you through Black Panther practice and setting this up as a real organization that can attack, that can define, develop, and defend that which is in the best interest of our people. A real organization, a real black power movement, a place where the people can get knowledge, wisdom, justice. A real black power organizing committees all over the planet Earth. A pan-African black nationalist dream. That's what we're trying to deliver to you. Something that you have never seen in your life. Something that you have never seen in your life. And so as we prepare to open up. Hold on one second. Am I still on? Let's make sure I'm still on while I keep going.
Yes, sir. You on. You rolling.
All right. Let me keep on rocking. I ain't going to lose no momentum. Hell, I might take a water break, but I'm going to keep right on in here fighting. Look, brothers and sisters, get your questions ready. Write them down and come and ask your questions, but you must be respectful. We don't want you to make a speech, but you can ask your questions on all of that which you have been asking about, the spirituality, the teachings, the questions on religion. Where is the New Black Panther Party going? Why did you meet with Ahmadinejad? The Republican attack on the New Black Panther Party. All of this, all of these questions, you can now ask. And for others that really have questions, you could just write me. If you had any principles about you and you know, so you run from me. Because you know you ain't doing the work you're supposed to be doing. So you really don't want to get with me like that. You can write me and ask me, and I will write you back in the spirit of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and explain to you what's happening. But you get out there early and show yourself to be a hypocrite by jumping out there and showing your disbelief so early. Then when you figure out that you're just a rook and we got the king and all of the top pieces on the chessboard, and all you got is a pawn and a rook, because you's a rookie. Then you get checkmated and you look dumb. Najee Muhammad is a great example of that. This is a man whose whole revolutionary career now will be affected forever, and he know he should be right here in this house. He is a national official. They had great potential now in the growing. This is now the heyday. This day we in right now is about to be the glory day of the New Black Panther Party. Great glory. For I forget that, King Samir Shabazz, Najee Muhammad replacement, is doing a hell of a job. He's a sign of the great glory. And let me say this about him before we go on. Before the year is out, I'm going to tell you right now that the new Black Panther of the year is no doubt, hands down, King Samir Shabazz. He wins the award hands down. He's the new Black Panther of the year, with Divine running a close second. Sorry, Divine. But King Samir Shabazz rocked this year. And we could go more into that later. But he's definitely the new Black Panther of the year. He's got the Black Panther rights out, and it's going to be a nationwide program. You all are going to push and sell and distribute this rice and make some money and feed the people. Courtesy of King Samir Shabazz, our national field marshal. Same thing with the water. He did a hell of a job in Norfolk, getting the soldiers ready, bringing me in and out safe and secure. He's a real national field marshal. He don't make no excuses. He don't care if he got a goddamn dime. He gonna make it happen. All of my top stuff, big battles. When we at Carnegie Mellon University, 200 Jews on the outside demonstrating. Crackers on the inside gonna cut the lights, and did cut the lights, and gonna disrupt the meeting. Packed house, devils and black people everywhere. He was right there with his baton. He's a bad black man with that baton. Should he rock the planet with that goddamn baton? He's a veteran of these battles. He's been in there. Well, this year, he's the new Black Panther of the year. He's a sign of the new glory day of the new Black Panther Party that's coming. It's coming right now. And so you're going to look like a fool blowing it right on the eve of the glory day. That's what happened to Najee Muhammad. He thinks he's his own little leader. He's his own little leader with his silly potato head. Knowing that his wisdom ain't nowhere near to match mine, knowing that he loved the hell out of me and will listen to me unless his own ego and mess twist him into thinking he can be his own leader over the NBLA or whatever he got, laugh out loud, LMAO, SMH, shaking my head. Then he gets out there with that. Now he's out there knowing when that flops, where you at now? Your position been taken. Your comrades don't trust you. I say to you like Fred Sanford say to Lamont, you big dummy, you big dummy, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. You're going to blow your career, man, some of y'all. And we're going to blow up and take off and be the greatest thing that you ever seen. And you're going to look dumb when you jumped out of line. You say you're a soldier, you stay your ass in line. But you want to command something and want everybody to stay in line behind you. How could you be a general or a captain, and this is the order, you say, we're going down the avenue, we're going to make a right on 28th Street, we're going to go two blocks and make a left on the boulevard. Then we go all turn our lights off and sit till we get our next instruction. And then one man in the line say, he's a soldier in the line, and to his commanding officer, he's thinking, well, no. He jumped out of the line and say, well, I think we should go to 24th Street and make a left. And then another man in the line, he stopped peeing in his pants. And he says, well, I think we need to go the other direction. Fool, you have chaos. You'll never have an army. You'll never have a be what you say you're supposed to be with that kind of thinking. Especially if it's not nothing that's life or death. I can see if it was something life or death. Talking about you with Huey Newton. Huey Newton would have gave you an order that would have had you getting the catheter out. The BLA would have gave you an order that would have made you come. You would have never showed up for a mission they would have gave you. Stop worshiping the ancestors, knowing that you fronting, knowing that if Malcolm, Huey, or the BLA would have asked you to do something, you would have gave them a weaker excuse than you giving the ones and the one that's living that out in your midst right now. Stop fronting. You love ancestors and following people that are in the Agoon or the ancestor world or what we call the dead because they can't ask you to do nothing right now. They can't disappoint you right now. While somebody that's living and alive and doing all of that right in your midst, right in front of your face, you're doubting Thomas. UCLA would have told you, look, man, we got a mission for you to carry out, you'd have never showed up for one of their missions. You'd have been like that with Huey Newton. Huey say, man, we're going to deal with these pigs tonight. We're not going to let them go out there and brutalize our people. Let's go. You'd be like, well, see, stop bullshitting like you to follow Huey. Malcolm would have told you, look, I'm getting ready to go in this ballroom tonight, and I'm getting ready to blast Elijah Muhammad. I want to need you on post with me. We're going to the Audubon. Like you'd have been with Malcolm. The hell if you would have. Stop fronting. You stop that. I walk with the man, and we walk with the man who was the modern Nat Turner. We walk with the man who was a modern Malcolm X, the bold, bald-headed black man, and we walk with him in the times when it was dangerous and it was a threat to our life, and we had to make decisions like men, and we gave up jobs, lives, and wives, and we bled for the success and the trust of that man, Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we are not in authority here because we have some fancy intellectual teaching or some fancy talk. We are here by the blood of struggle. And we are here because he trusted us to handle his business while he was alive, let alone while he passed. We held his bank accounts and his money and his finances in our hands. Everything that he had and owned, we held it in trust for him. When he went through his darkest moments and darkest hours, we were there to provide the assistance, the support, the finance, the event, the move, the maneuver, to raise his spirit. You were not there when he was down and hurt from the fallout from his suspensions and split with the Nation of Islam. And his little brother, his little ally, Malik Zulu Shabazz, or Hashim and Zynga will pull off some kind of big event or maneuver to help get the message out and help turn the tide and raise his spirit. You weren't on the phone when he started crying, when we went over the platform for the Million Youth March. And he said, let's do it in Jamestown, Virginia, which may not be a bad idea for the future. And I said, no, Doc, let's do it in Harlem, New York. You weren't there when the tears flowed from his eyes as it came about, and he lied, and he was resurrected and able to do what he needed to do, which is to help and lead our people. He turned this over to us because, not just because we sound good, not because of sound bites, because of trust. We're trustworthy because of loyal. We're loyal, dedicated. You weren't there when he was shot up in the hospital and Hashim and Zynga there, and they saying the assassins is coming to the damn room to finish him off, and the men that are around him on security, we don't know if they the ones that's going to do it as well. You weren't there. You didn't get him out of there. You are some bitch motherfuckers for being so disrespectful. Sorry, sisters, mothers, and elders. Sorry, and don't take my example. Just allow me that privilege. But I must say that as I open up for questions. And so I'm going to open up now. And it just is what it is. I'm going to open up for questions for the next hour. Just be respectful. I'm not going to attack you. I'm not going to cuss you out. I only mean that to a few niggas. You know there's a niggas around everywhere. And some of just what I'm saying, you see it in your own life. And so tonight we had to do a spiritual cleansing to get the niggas out of us, to get them out of our midst, the people that are stopping the progress with COINTEL counterintelligence program mindset, with nigger divisiveness mindset, with lack of trust and patience mindset, so that the God within us can live. so that we can have peace, prosperity, good organization, good relations. We want the best for you in the Liberation Movement and the new Black Panther Party. We want nothing but the best for you. We want you to have money, homes, luxury, friendship, all walks of life, successful organization, successful reputation, unity, tolerance amongst each other, tolerance for different religions and ideologies, the ability for those to eat or to come around the sun disk here and to be able to gather at the watering pool of what we have to offer. And you come in and get in where you fit in and don't be molested or accosted by anyone else. And so if you're a self-defense man and a military man and you're serious about it, come on in here and drink at this pool and find your place in these waters. If you're one who is into comedic theology and African spirituality, come on in and have a drink here, and you will not be molested by the next person. If you believe in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farah Muhammad, and you even love the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you should be able to come here and feel warm here and not be molested or accosted. There's no compulsion in anything here, especially when it comes to religion. Again, if you're a Hebrew Israelite and you're a brother who believes in the Black Torah and the principles that are found therein, you should come here and be able to drink at this watering pool and not be molested. You should be able to come here if you're in the Christian church and you believe in Jesus Christ and say he's your Lord and Savior. You should be able to come here, as I am taught by Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, to come right on in and have a seat and be comfortable. And no one will be cussing you out or downgrading you in terms of your religion and your belief. We may upgrade you, but we're not going to downgrade you. If you're a Black nationalist, which all of us are anyway, and Pan-Africanist, which all of us are, you should be able to come here and be in peace and harmony with each other. And so that's what we're asking you to do. We're in the midst of a great day. This is in the midst of a great day for the new Black Panther Party. Stand by for great things, for they are calling from all over the planet. They are calling and bum rushing us from everywhere, all over the globe. And don't you miss out in the hour of our exaltation. I told you earlier this year in a lecture, the crucifixion and the exaltation of the new Black Panther Party. We survived the attempted crucifixion. Now we are in the midst of our exaltation. And we are not going to let agents, hypocrites, and dummies that are directly or indirectly working for the U.S. government and the FBI, either directly or indirectly working for the enemy in the ADL and Abraham Foxman, to stop our rise and stop the rise of a Black Messiah. We got the keys to the puzzle and the pieces to the puzzle before you even got out there trying to put it together. Black Power, we are now open for questions.
All right, Black Power, Black Power, my family, everybody that's listening on the phone lines, press number one, everybody who has a question, even new Black Panther membership, if you have a question, state your question. We want to make sure our questions are respectful now. Be respectful, but fire away and get your question answered. We'll start with you, 904-705. You're on the air with the National Chairman for the new Black Panther Party, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power. 904-705,
Black Power, yes, sir, go ahead. 904-705, you're on the air, go ahead.
What's your question for the National Chairman? If he doesn't have a question, let's keep rolling. All right, yes, sir. All right, set your way, number one, you're on the air with the National Chairman, new Black Panther Party, Black Power.
Black Power.
How are you, sir?
All right. I got a comment and a question. My first comment, you know, I'm a vet myself, and I find that I come across members from the new Black Panther Party and some of these other groups that are afraid of us Black veterans. That I find that strange. I don't think you do anything militarily unless you have some military might with you or somebody who's got that experience. That's my comment. But my question is, I want to know what's going on in the neighborhood. I want to know, are you doing things to go ahead and to protect the youth, putting in daycares, putting up a center for the elderly, or going ahead and trying to train the young warriors on the street? What's your plan?
Yes, sir. Brother, that is a beautiful question, and I would like to comment on your comment, then your beautiful question. Yes, brother, we are certainly open, and any of those in the new Black Panther Party that is under our leadership should always be open to black veterans. And many of those that have served in various parts of the U.S. military and have come home have served at different points and times in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense in various positions, much of it in the defense and the security area, and we value your experience. And so, and also in light of that, even though you may not be a part of this, just so you can know what we're doing, and I just want to certainly mention it here on this broadcast, that the National Security and Defense Summit will take place in Atlanta, Georgia on December the 18th. The National Security and Defense Summit for all of the cleared and approved security personnel from around the nation and even the world will be there. And you must get your clearances from King Samir Shabazz, the National Field Marshal, and all of that must be cleared by Minister Hashim Nzinga, the National Chief of Staff, and the Board of Defense that is going to preside over the summit on the early morning, 7 a.m. on December the 18th, Saturday, before I speak that night at the Ramada Inn. I think I'm right. Brother Sean will give it out before I speak in Atlanta at the same hotel. So, brother, we're serious about defense and security, and we're getting ready to move in a way that we have never done before with other veterans who will also be there. Brother Hakeem from Dallas, Texas, and strong members from throughout the southern region. Every region will be represented. Also that will be represented is our martial arts experts and a brother who is a champion in Gabon who is here, Brother Christian Kombinyondo, who are a national martial arts instructor, and Brother Ja. All of our martial arts men and other men that we have been talking to who are training with the K-9 units and others, first aid and CPR, and, of course, the weapons. And, of course, it's our God and our gun here. That will be our defense summit. But everybody can't show up. You have to be cleared for that. But, yes, brother, we're here. We want to talk to you. And if you can't, and anybody in this audience, if you can't get a good response in your local area from how you desire to help the new Black Panther Party, it's okay. We're trying to get better. Email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com.
Hold on. Let me say this real quick. I have emailed you, and this was about a while back, and I've kept the brother's name. I had his phone number, and I called him and left several messages. He never returned my phone call. So, you know,
I'm hearing this.
The message that I get from a lot of cats is that that people like me are agents, and that is so far from the truth.
It's people like you are agents. Well, let me say this, dear brother, let me say this administratively. And I'm going to ask you to try again, not only with the email, but you can text this number. You can text only to 502-299-8530. Text only. We're trying to get our administrative affairs in order, and we've had to replace several officers and try to struggle through all that we have to do and survive under attack and administrate and manage this with small numbers of actual skilled labor. So I apologize to you, sir, for your email not being properly or timely responded to. But if you will text that number, we will talk to you. Now, dear brother, it is true that many of us, when we hear that anybody have been amongst, that we say that they have been, were working for an arm of the U.S. government, that kind of in a revolutionary movement will draw a level of suspicion. Even in light of the fact that Baba Geronimo Pratt and others that served in the Black Panther Party for self-defense were military veterans and had training experience in Vietnam, which proved to be valuable in the movement. But I would say this, sir, don't let that turn you around if you are sincere. We have a new process of background checks and others other apparatus that we're putting in place for the Vanguard unit. We're developing an elite Vanguard unit. And background checks and all of that will take place. And as long as you clear that, brother, you're free to come amongst us and to help us build this. And so be patient with us. And what city are you in, sir?
Chicago.
Chicago. I am scheduled to come there. You must keep that text number. Because I am scheduled to come to Chicago soon to meet with several different parts of people that may be listening that we have promised to come to meet with to help to get the new Black Panther Party going the right way all over Chicago. And so I would like to sit down with you maybe perhaps one-on-one at that time as I'm going all around the country meeting and sitting down one-on-one with activists and others and either getting them into the new Black Panther Party or the Black Power Movement.
Okay.
Your second part. What was your second question?
I want to know the programs.
Oh, the programs.
You have in place.
That's right.
Yeah.
The programs. Let me tell you this, my brother. That is the great question because that is really, again, the school of thought that we are building on, and that is our orders of the day. And I've had to express some anger at others who are not carrying out those programs, but there are many who are. And you can go again. I just came from Norfolk, Virginia. And schools for our youth on a weekly basis and political education for our people and other programs are in place. And they are working the neighborhoods with neighborhood programs every day. And so throughout the new Black Panther Party, you can find a variety of community programs. In Newark, New Jersey is an anti-violence neighborhood, certainly right there on the streets every day, all day, working amongst the youth to stop the violence with community marches and patrols every day. We're coming up on New York, and very soon we open our Saturday school and our free health clinic in New York here in the month of Kwanzaa. During Kwanzaa, it will open up and start regularly in New York. You can even go over to France or Benin, where the school there, which is under our French-speaking leadership and that have put that in place, our family in Benin. And so I would say this. We do a lot in the community, brother, but I'm going to be honest. And that's where we have had intense discussion with the original Black Panther Party, and I have had intense discussion with myself and our central committee and my own consciousness. And the path that the new Black Panther Party must take in 2011 is it must be verified community programs in every city. And without verified community programs and a mandatory minimum of community programs and proof that you're doing something for the people, you will not be allowed to operate. You're going to lose your license to operate in this name, talking all the time, but you have no community meetings or programs or struggle or nothing you're doing for the people, but you're wasting all that time Facebooking. You are going to lose your license. So, brother, we're doing good, but we got to do better. And we're going to pressure everybody to do better. And for those of you who really want to work the program and work neighborhoods and help our people and help them out in these courtrooms and courthouses and help them out where they need help with their youth and their children and these blood-sucking businesses that exploit our people in the community and a whole host of problems, and for those of you who really want to organize and build a Black Power movement and get active, we don't care whether you wear a military uniform or not. If you love the people and want power for the people and ready for community control and political action, this is the place for you in the future. Because we're about to make a new Black Panther Party, black man. I got to keep moving. Text us, though. Email us, okay?
One other little quick thing, I'll say this. I feel that, hey, look, those things are important. Those programs are important because you cannot have no revolution. You can't have a revolution without the youth.
You got to weigh in. You got to support the people and get rooted amongst the people. And when everything we do, brother, is designed for a strategy where we can make ourselves in a mindset where we can get amongst the masses of our people. We got to take some more questions, but keep tuning in. Call,
okay.
Brother, call. And I want to meet you in Chicago for real. Word is bond.
Okay, take more calls.
Okay, put some more calls. We got to take some questions because we ain't got but a half hour. Come on with it.
All right, yes, sir. All right, we got a slew of questions here.
We'll do it like this. We'll do chat room and we'll do phone because we got plenty of questions. They want to know what steps are we taking to ensure that programs for the poor are not cut out or taken away by this new administration. That's from the chat room.
Well, man, that's now you're talking to me because I'm an organizer. And that's all I'm about, brothers and sisters, is primarily organizing. And we're looking for organizers. Yes, we can do. We have to take to the streets. We have to get out and mobilize and use demonstrations and other kinds of tactics to put pressure in the local cities according to our 9 local objectives. If we don't get up and rise up and raise our voices and start doing what we know we do well, some rallies and some demonstrations and demanding that our people keep the little goddamn pennies and crumbs, really crumbs, that are coming to us as a result of being robbed by the white man, coming through this system, that they will be taken away and our people will suffer. And so we can do plenty about it. We can do plenty about it. And any person that is a chairman or a central committee in this organization, that should be one of their primary missions in these cities. And they should be available to work with other activists and organizers that will come to the new Black Panther leadership, and we can agree to mutually work together to attack the social problems and the problems that deal with the cities and the budgets and the policies that affect our people. That's what we're trying to do. But if that person that's asking that question, if you can't get help where you're at from the new Black Panther Party, but you want to help in that area, I'm going to say again, email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com and text only to 502-299-8530, and you can get in where you fit in the new Black Panther Party. Let me tell y'all, we're looking for new laborers. We're looking for new laborers and new brothers and sisters that really want to organize and help the people and fight and want an activist organization that's strong on nationalist Black Power principles with a defense base surrounding it. Activists, organizers, builders, thinkers, program makers, administrators, nation builders, with a defense base surrounding that and a divine destiny in front of it, a mass party for the masses, a Black Power movement with Black Power local organizing committees that could attack these problems simultaneously. Imagine if we attacked these problems simultaneously across the cities of America. Y'all got to share the vision that I see. Simultaneously, we could move as a unit all over America with Black Power local organizing committees. To the person who asked that question, my vision is that the new Black Panther Party and the Black Power movement connected to it is the strongest movement in every city in America and on the face of the planet Earth where African people exist. And everywhere it is, we're fighting for self-determination, Black Power, freedom, justice, equality, and a better life, community control. Control of the politics, the economics, and the culture, and the education in the Black community. And we're pushing that on behalf of the people strongly all over the planet Earth at the same time. Help us. Will you help us? Even if you don't think that we're capable right now, you don't feel how you can fit in right now, email and call us and be patient with us. Because I'm telling you, this is the vision. And we're struggling to carry it out, but we got a hell of a start. The new Black Panther Party here, we have a hell of a start. A hell of a strong amount of good people that's with us. Good activists, good organizers, vanguard leaders. We got a hell of a start right now. And so all of those who are coming to the new era, y'all come on in now. And all of those that want to remain behind in the nigger mindset, assalamu alaikum. Next question.
All right, 609-775, you're on the air with Black Power Radio, National Chairman. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Chairman, this is Brother Aziz Nat Turner III.
Nat Turner.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Aziz, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, brother. Big brother, pardon me. My question was, I've noticed in the last few weeks as I've been listening over the air, and as well as been, you know, checking the different spots from MySpace to Twitter to Facebook, that we got a lot of people causing dissension with the spirituality aspect. And my only comment to that is, you know, without spirituality, you can't keep organization because you're not fighting for anything. You're just sounding off like a blowhard. But my question is, what do we do about this dissension that's coming from all forms of the medium or all forms of journalism? And what can I do to assist in that effort to quell this insurgency of dissension?
Brother, that is such a beautiful question and a beautiful spirit out of which you asked the question. You should continue to follow your chain of command.
Yes, sir.
And really, don't waste too much time, because I don't. Once I clear the deck tonight, I will not be worried anymore or concern myself with this to that degree. Because where we're going and what you should be doing with us, what city are you in again, brother? It's flipping me right now.
Yeah, I'm with one of your top soldiers across the street from the other top soldier, with Devon Allah in Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I see. Duh. Okay, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes,
y'all in my old age, y'all.
No, your youthful age.
Oh, what we
sir.
Have to do, brother, build the program in Trenton, New Jersey, and help us expand the Panther Party all over New Jersey, and help us provide an atmosphere where the people can be comfortable and come in with the Panther Party. And we spend so much time recruiting, so much time teaching, so much time helping. We should be so busy we don't have time to get dizzy with confusing talk and chatter from people that are not doing anything.
Yes, sir.
And so if you will just continue the program and stay in touch on our Facebook page at New Black Panther Headquarters and stay in touch on the website. I know y'all have been frustrated by the website, but I'm telling you this, by Sunday, you're going to be saying something different. You're going to
yes,
be
sir.
Saying God is the greatest because everything is in place and we're reviewing the drafts now. And it will be a new day for the website and it will have new representation and beautiful. And all of you all in the Panther Party and in the movement, send your photos in. Email your pictures and your photos in so you can be represented in every city. It's going to have
yes,
their
sir.
Own page where their activities and their photos and their itinerary is represented beautifully. And so everybody can understand. This ain't just Malik Zulu Shabazz, Hashim Nzinga, Imam Akbar, Sean Kwali. No, this ain't no junta. We have brothers and sisters all over America and all over the world.
Yes, sir, I see.
And they are going to be represented on the website from here and abroad. Everybody, you are the new stars that will shine. I'm building a collective, Brother Aziz. And so, you see what I'm saying now? I have to follow the guidance that was given to me by the man that came before me, and I have to go by what I believe in. I don't come off teaching religion or spirituality strongly all the time. But I reserve the right to have some black liberation theology classes without harassment. I have a right, I have earned the right to move in a certain way and to carry out certain teachings without harassment. Because
that is true,
I have
sir.
Earned that right. I have earned the right, I'm not just talking to you, but to those who I'm talking to. I have earned the right for deference. For patience, for respect, and I still write and exact regardless. I was taught about our God and our gun. I was taught from the base of the 10th New Black Panther Party 10-point program. But for the impatient fool, I hadn't got to the other 10 points. I'm starting off with point number one. Fool. You're like a little kid. You're like a child jumping up and down. You're just a baby that got in the house. And so, yes, I'm not going to always come out every lecture and deal with all spirituality. I have a comprehensive program. I have a full gospel We have a well-rounded mission and teaching here that encompasses teaching, it encompasses spirituality, it encompasses political programs, it encompasses self-defense and military training, it encompasses building a black power movement, it encompasses helping the needy, helping the elders. It's a hell of a job we got to do. And I have to try all kind of methods and tactics to raise our people out of the grave. I got to use all kind of levers. I got to fish with all kind of bait. And so for all of you who are in the boat, just keep paddling. And for those who got to go to the restroom, jumping up and down because you're impatient, hop off. But we are going to get safely to the other side, brother. We are in the glory days. Y'all stay tuned. We are in the glory days. Wait till you see the new chapters in the new membership by the time we get to our national summit and our international summit early next year. It's going to blow your mind when you see the size of the new ranks and the amounts of new soldiers. You're going to go, oh, now I see. Oh. But the others, they're going to be shaking their head. You're going to be shaking your head, saying, oh, well, I wish I would have had faith. Oh, I wish I would have realized that I hadn't studied enough. Oh, I wish I would have been patient. Oh, I wish I understand that that which I say that I wish I would have followed yesterday is with me today if I only understood and if I was only true to the game. Got to move on, Aziz. I love you, man. You just carry out the program, and to the degree you can defend what I'm saying, you review these tapes, and intellectually, you present the best of arguments and fight with those who fight with you. In general, we ain't going to tolerate all that in the future. As Brother Will say, going in on the Panther is going to be outlawed. People tired of people going in on the Panther and going in on the leadership and just flying off and running off at the mouth and saying everything. And we say, oh, all right, brother. All right, sister. Oh, you maybe. No. Soon these days, the lights are going to go off in your goddamn house. And that's what I'm hearing. You know, I ain't got control over nothing. I'm just a spiritual man. But I be hearing stuff. It's all hearsay. But I heard you're going to get your ass whipped out there. Now let's go to the next question.
Right, bring it to a chat room question. The chat room wants to know how many chapters are there in the new Black Panther Party that are active now, and what are the accomplishments?
Whew, strong question. I would say this. We are in the midst of an internal audit right now and a re-examination and clarification on exactly who is a chapter in the new Black Panther Party and our Black Power movement and who is with us and in what capacity they are. We are in an audit, meaning we are examining each city and town and region and examining each person and officer to see who they really are and what they're doing. And so we expect great results, but I won't be able to probably give you those figures until the month of December. And by God's grace, in the month of December, or no later than early January, when I make my tour into Florida and my tour into the southern region, I'm coming to Dallas, I'm coming to Oklahoma, I'm coming to Arkansas, coming to Houston and Louisiana, I'm coming to Tampa, we coming to Jacksonville, we coming to Miami, we coming to Alabama. You know we're going to be in Atlanta, Savannah, and Newberry on the 17th through the 19th. We are coming. And so I would say that once we get through those cities and once we have completed our internal process and we have a leadership retreat in January, a VIP only, 3-day leadership retreat where we're going to get away from everybody and look each other in the eye and eat with each other and sleep with each other and bring our laptops and printers and do nothing but finish off these reforms for the new Black Panther Party. So 2011 will make 2010, as great as this year has been, look like nothing. I would hope to report to you that at that time in January, to the questioner who asked that question, that there are at least 100 sales or chapters of the new Black Panther Party here and throughout the world. Throughout the world, operating under our international leadership of Brother Huey Rose and others, of Huey Rose and others who we are with us in France and want all of them in the French-speaking world. We have to go forth in unity, family. We have to go forth in unity. So I am addressing what I'm addressing tonight to the questioner so that I can report good numbers. We are doing house cleaning and cleaning the house and working day in and day out and traveling the highway and sweating so we can deliver you a good organization. And we hope to report to you 100 chapters. We hope to report to you larger numbers than ever before at our national summit, which will be next year. We hope to show you a consistent and awesome website all day, all night. Awesome ministry of communication with communications and the newspaper running regularly. This is what I'm. This is what we're working and bleeding to deliver to you right now on no budget and no money. This is what we're working to deliver. Community programs. You say, what are the accomplishments? Sister, I would say judge us in January. Judge us then. Don't judge what we're doing right now, because we are doing good in Trenton, doing good in New York, doing good in Newark, doing good even in Atlanta, doing good in Louisville, doing good in St. Louis, doing good in certainly in Norfolk, doing good certainly in France, certainly in England, in Zimbabwe. But right now we are remodeling the house. We are remodeling the house right now. We're taking the windows out, and we're cleaning and gutting the house out and putting the walls back and the ceiling back and getting the plumbing right, getting the structure of the house right. And so I would hope to report to you that you will look in next year, and by the time of either January or our summit, which will be in early spring, our summit, national summit, and after our leadership retreat, that you will see something that say, man, the new Black Panther Party, they doing it just like and better than the Black Panther Party. No disrespect to the Panther Party of the past, but we should always be moving on in the future. We want you to see something and you say, man, now I see what the Black Panther Party was doing. Look at what the new Black Panther Party is doing. Look at all of their food and clothing programs. Look at their health clinics. Look at their legal clinics. Look at their rallies. Look at their demonstrations. Look at their Vanguard military training. Look at their teaching. Look at their political education. Look at their technology. Look at their ministry of information. Look at their ministry of Black liberation theology. Look at their ministry of education. Look at the online schools. Look at their Office of Foreign Affairs. Look at their nation. All praise is due to God, because he's the only one that's going to get it to us, the God and the God and the Goddess. And so be patient and help us, not just to you, but to others. If you see somebody pushing a wheelbarrow up the mountain, if you see us pushing the cart up the mountain, don't sit back and go, well, you see, I think he should go this way. I think he should push the cart that way. We see what he ain't doing. You get in and help push it up the mountain. Don't just sit back pointing and criticizing. Get in and help. Stop being a sissy. And get off your you-know-what and help. And you won't have time for idle thoughts and devilish thoughts while you lay around doing nothing anyway. You ain't doing nothing in no other area anyway, let alone this. Just all areas you sorry in. We love to the questioner. Much love to you. Help us. Text and call. 502-299-8530 or email nbppHQ@yahoo.com. Let's move for some more questions. I'm going to come back and do this next week, and then I'm going to start my series for Black Men Only and dedicated to the rites of passage and the saving of Black men and Black males. We will start that in 2 weeks. I probably will do one more week of just questions and answers, and next week, I promise, I will not lecture. Because I don't have to say what I say. I can go back and take all of these questions, because I think we're overwhelmed with questions. Let's take a next question right now.
225-733. You're on the air with Black Power Radio, National Chairman, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Tyleen Baton Rouge representing Black Power.
Black Power, represent Baton Rouge, represent.
I had a question. Definitely we have to, you know, link with other, what I call freedom fighters. But is there a way we on the local level and on the underground level, we could definitely see if we get a clearance from the headquarters of these individuals who may want to connect, because you, that part of the struggle, being that they're more historically intellectual and they have more experience, could definitely see some things we cannot see. That doesn't mean, I know we have to definitely connect with people irregardless, but we want to make sure that we're entering people who may not be problematic, you know, later, you know. So I was saying, was there some way we could just have a check and balance system to notice, okay, if we want to, if it's okay and it's secure with the headquarters for these people to be involved and not just by our own decision making? That was my question.
Okay, let me see if I can be clear on your question. You're saying you want the individuals, what you say are the freedom fighters.
Well, I'm just talking about anybody we want to, who may want to be a company, or they want them to be members, and they may have questionable affiliation, not saying just because they may be a military,
what kind of
they may be in the police. Like, okay. You know, just since they may be just like, they, you know, they may be of the military, they may be a policeman, they may be, you know, and they may want to be involved, but what we're saying is, being that the headquarters are the one who make the decision, how will we go by notifying
all
the headquarters and let them know of this event, so therefore we can get the okay to see if this is something good to do?
That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. And again, by text, if you're a member of the party in our central command here, you can text only. Please don't call. Just text, because you don't want to just overwhelm the phone line. At 502-299-8530. If you're in the party, what you can do, and all of this, what we're going through right now, will be comprised and completed at our leadership retreat, which you want to stay in good standing, and for those that are going to be there, and don't miss, for our national and international leadership retreat, which is going to come out in a manual. And the reason why there is no manual out right now is because we are going through what we need to go through to determine what will be in the manual. Anything else would be premature right now. But what I say to you, sir, is that right now the general instructions are this. The New Black Panther Party Vanguard membership, which is your circle of people that are around you that are close and your solid members and those that either wear the patch or your officers, you must do your own security and background checks, and we are not forcing anybody in there on you in that capacity. You have to make your own intelligent decisions about who will be a member of the Vanguard unit and those that will be loyal and faithful and trustworthy. There are others in general members, the set two classes of membership, the Vanguard membership and general membership. General membership in the New Black Panther Party is for general members of the black community and those that want liberation. There's no disrespect at all to any of our brothers and sisters. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings with what I'm about to say. But you cannot be a member, an active member of the police department, and be in the New Black Panther Party general membership, and certainly not the Vanguard. If you are in the black policeman and the black cops against police brutality, a black police officer, you're currently on duty, and you're really sincere, brother, it's no problem. We don't want to be no division in our community. We love you for doing what you're doing and for being behind enemy lines. We appreciate you. But you just cannot be a member of this as an active member of the police department. No disrespect, because you're under a certain chain of command and a paid chain of command that could produce a conflict of interest at a critical point in time. And we don't want to put you in that position nor us in that position. Now, for those that are ex-police or ex-so and so forth, we deal with that on a case-by-case basis, because in some cases, much of their training can help us. But you cannot be active in any other army or military force or structure and be here at the same time. As for everybody else that's in the general New Black Panther Party, brother, you have to just gauge where you will use them. We want the masses of people with us. We want you to be able to reach out and have the masses with you. We want you to be able to form a black power movement of those that believe in liberation, and we form OAAUs, Organizations of All African Unity, and Black Power Movement local organizing committees in every city. So you got wide discretion, black man. You have to decide who's going to be in the vanguard and around you and suited and booted and all of that, and decide who can be in the general membership and then your alliances and others, you know. Not to say that you can't, that we won't talk to the Black Cops Against Police Brutality. New Black Panther Party will talk with some other black organizations and even with those that are in law enforcement, but they just can't come in here. But we still, if they're sincere, we love them as our brothers. If they're not sincere, then they got to hit the dough. Love you, Black. Follow up and talk to us. For all of those chairmen and those that are trying to build this program, you text us and email us, and we give you free advice. We got customer service right here. We will guide you on the right path. We don't have guidance for nothing. We will guide you on the right path and show you how to be successful, even if you ain't got a dime. Because we successful, and ain't nobody out there sent us nothing. I meant to get on y'all about that. I forgot to fuss about that. Ain't sent nothing in, but we'll fuss about that next week. Call for customer service and for advice from your national and international headquarters. Let's move it. We love you, Baton Rouge. Keep building.
Black Power.
Black Power. Come on with some more, because time is running out. We're going to do it next week, so don't give up, but come on.
Yes, sir. 910-709, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. Your question, please.
It's Black Power family.
Black Power, come on with it.
Okay, yes, Brother Hannibal Chabert. Yes, I got a question, and, you know, it's kind of been killing me, you know, with some of the comments I've heard from Internet revolutionaries and so-called Internet scholars. Well, I say Internet, you know, illusionaries, but the question is this right here. Okay, what's your take on far as, you know, the whole thing going around saying that the original Panthers were getting government funded and all of that, you know, for any organization to exist today, you know, they had to get some kind of 501c3, you know. Of course, you know, you ain't got to get a government from a 501c3, but what's your take on the whole deal with far as, you know, the government funding?
I don't see that. I don't see in the history. Good question. I don't see in the history of the Black Panther Party where they got government funding. I don't see that, and I don't see that. That's not a relevant question for us. The New Black Panther Party, as an organization, has not and never will get no kind of government funding. We have enough brothers and sisters here, reputation and track record in the black community, where we should be getting lots of donations and funds from our own black selves. Our own operations should be bringing us lots of money. And if we're running these chapters right, we have brothers and sisters in them that are working. If you got good skills and networking and building skills, you got people that are working and tithing and contributing to the party. A new Black Panther Party with working members and people in good standing in the black community that can help build a war chest. And so we're fine as an organization if we just carry out our program and carry out our charitable obligations and get stronger and have more faith in regards to what we're doing. Now, for the individual, or for others in cities that need to form 501c3s or organizations in order to carry out certain activities, functions, and run certain matters and programs as umbrella groups in order to make a noise in the East and strike in the West, go right ahead on and do it. And learn. And we wish to try to even help you to learn how to incorporate your profit or nonprofit organization or your charitable whatever, and you go on and get what you got to get. If you got to go get some reparations from the United States government, go on and get it. The hell you going to sit around here and talk about reparations for the next 1,500 years, and you need to go ahead on and take from this cracker what you can take from him and go on and use it for the benefit of our people, or whether you're going to get it back from a corporation. Hell, the corporation rip you off. Nike and Cheerios and all them rip you off. Form yourself 501c3 and as an individual or a group amongst you, and go out there and get it, take it, and use it for our people. With the New Black Panther Party as an organization, we don't have no ties like that. Black Power on that. Let's keep moving.
Black Power.
Keep it moving, Sean. Love you.
All right, sir. The question out the chat room here is, are there any plans for community patrol? Any plans for community patrol?
Yes. We must begin patrolling and involving the community and patrolling the black community to step up our efforts against police misconduct and brutality, certainly. And I would go more into that at our summit. I will be ready for that stage of operations at our summit, which will be in probably March of 2011. If you will allow and be patient with me in order to get all of these chapters up and registered and get them running right and to get the members solidified, to get the security here right so we know who's who and who's not, to get these people trained and our brothers and sisters trained how to relate to the wider black community, I would hope that you would see next year reports of black communities and organizing people from the new Black Panther Party to youth to teens to the grandmothers with their video cameras and phones and other equipment documenting police brutality, distributing information throughout the wide black community of what to do when stopped by the police, with information instructions online on how to sue the police, and coalitions and actions and activities that represent a movement against police brutality. That's called Advanced New Black Panther Party Program, and that's exactly where I'm headed. That's advanced work. It also can be dangerous if not done right. It made the original Black Panther Party change their name from self-defense and drop that and all kind of problems. So it has to be handled wisely. And so I'm trying to take certain fundamental steps of development before we get to the ultimate. The ultimate. But that's where we're headed, to all of those. And any area in question y'all got as we close out, that's where Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, your chairman, and your leadership in here and your central committee across the country, we're headed to advanced new Black Panther Party practice and ideology, our own distinct ideology and practice, and building a mass movement for black people that will be the strongest thing smoking in the black community. And all I'm asking you to do is have faith, be patient, go to work, stop talking, salute, and be a soldier. And we all gonna make it. And we all gonna make it. Maybe one more and then we out. If I got time. Other than that, I could just, if we ain't got time, I could just say what I got to say on the way out of here. Give me one
right.
more quickly.
256-493, you're on the air, the National Chairman, Black Power. Your question, go ahead.
Black Power, this is Brother Will. Calling in, sound, been listening to the whole thing. Sounded good. I was going to ask a question about the Black Power Manual, but you answered that already. For the Panthers listening, can you set it straight on following orders and, you know, the links, you know, the command, how it is, the structure and command, and why people should follow orders from their leadership, from their local leadership, so we can build from the local up.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the question, and I want to say that Brother Will, just like all of us, we all human. I'm talking about Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm talking about Hashim and Zing. I'm talking about Brother Will, King Samir, anybody else. We're all human. But I respect a man that can stand up and say that if he make an error and stand up like a man and say he apologized. And so in that regard, I know that you're the kind of man that I can say that right now, that around here, when we talk about respecting local leadership, that I can tell you that you are a great part of what we are about to build. And we must adhere and respect leadership in a chain of command. And so I'm going to be in Atlanta. And I know that you, Brother Will, that Brother Hakeem from Dallas, that Brother King Samir, and that the spirit of DK, our National Field Marshal, that Minister Hashim and Zinga, Lenny, and others, that you all, we're going to answer that question at our defense summit. And we're going to cover down on all the holes and gaps here. And we're going to make sure that the chain of command is adhered to and that we know who the leadership is and who we can trust here. And then we're all going to work in unity. And so that we'll be very, very comfortable in the future saying that the Minister of Defense in that region, which I'm assuming is going to be you, and the regional leadership or the regional coordinator, which is I'm assuming is going to be Brother Lenny, and the others in the other cities there, Brother Ali in Tampa, Brother McHale in Jacksonville, and others, and all up there, defense ministers and the chairpersons, that we are all lined up and unified. Brother, we are going to get this right. That's all I can tell you. The questions that you have, I'm willing to tell you that I can answer it in part right now, but it's going to take me getting to your city and then me sitting with you all weekend and sitting with the top officers in that region. Then we're going to answer it. We're going to answer the manual question. We're going to answer the chain of command question. We're going to answer together collectively as brothers how we are going to run this organization together. And that's what I can tell you right now, that we're going to build this together. And so, in the meanwhile, everybody needs to just cover down and follow the chain of command. And in the meanwhile, if you're in that region, you need to, and certainly in that city, you need to just adhere to what Brother Lenny and Brother Will are saying and the chairpersons that are in place right now. But when we get together, we are all going to set everything straight anew. That's what we're going to do, black man. I look forward to doing it with you, sir.
I look forward to it, too, brother.
Okay, soldier. Appreciate you. Black power and black love to everybody. Got love for everybody out there. I was long and it was strong. I just don't find no reason to apologize. I was not talking to everybody, but the people I'm talking to, I am. But it's even out of love for you. I got many a chastisement from Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I got many a behind whipping. Many tears came from my eyes. Many tears came from Hashim's eyes. But the reason why we became successful, we just had to take it like men. Even though we was getting cussed out as grown men, we do this out of love. It's out of brotherly and sisterly love we do it, man. We want all y'all that love African people to come together. We're going to find a way. We're going to find a way to do it together, man. This is history we make it. Let's make history together. Open up your hearts and your minds, and let's be new. Let's not be niggas. I love y'all. I turn it back to Sean Kwali. I say black power, all power to the people. I am your brother and servant, Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm just here to do a job at a particular dispensation of time. I'm here to build the organization, not a reputation. Black power.
Black power. And there it is, brothers and sisters, the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And we, of course, are now off of the air. So we ask for you to join us again this Wednesday. Join us this Wednesday for another edition of Black Power Radio. That's 11 Eastern. And the chairman will be black. He will come black with us in the future program to answer your questions again. And so this week, on Wednesday, is lecture night. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad giving the lecture, The Goddamn White Man. You join us this Wednesday at 11, and we thank you for listening for another edition of Black Power Radio. And we leave you, as we came always, with Black Power.